Probably not how you saw retirement going, huh?
Yeah. Well, I wish I'm an NHL right now, but, you know, it's time to move on with new career.
So yeah. Ben brought something up to me before this thing all started. Like, you are coaching right now, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm in my hometown in Minsk, KHL team, Dynamo. I'm assistant coach, actually, for Canadian guy, Craig Woodcroft. So it's my first experience, so I try to learn and maybe one day be a good coach.
Yeah, and listen, we're rooting for you. That'd be cool if one day you rose the ranks and you're a head coach somewhere, whether it's in the K or maybe you make your way back over to North America. I was also, Mikhail, going through the roster of your team over there in Minsk and noticed one of your fellow countrymen, but, you know, a couple of guys that you have an interesting history with in the Kostitsyns, and I know Andre played on that team this year. Sergei, I read, has signed a two-year contract with that team. Have you guys patched things up? How does that work? What's that dynamic like between you and the Kostitsyns?
You touched the hard question, especially right now after his interviews about our team. So it started okay. I mean, he's a great player, and it's really funny be around him, especially after we had like this problems in Montreal. But you know, like I'm like a coach, I see like different perspective about him and like why he's not really succeeding in NHL, and now I understand. So he's a special talented guy who have like weaknesses, I say, and like a coach is trying to learn how to have a deal with this kind of players, but it doesn't really work, so he move on to different team now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that would have been the best way to open, to start the door, to start the healing with them. Just to be like, all right, let me tell you about your weaknesses. Like, come over here. It's like, they're like, oh, we really want to hear from you. Like, let's get into another scrap, essentially. Because, yeah, dude, you were really great. When I think about your Leafs career, I think about the chemistry that you had on a line with MacArthur and Kuhlman, but I definitely remember the rivalry with the Kostitsyns. So it's funny to just think, like, try to picture you working in a film room with those guys and going over things and trying to hash it out. Small world, man. But hey, let's move to that, because I'm always fascinated by chemistry and what that actually means, because for the most part, I think it's just, if you're a really good player, you play well with other really good players. But you, MacArthur, and Kuhlman seem to have it. Is there something that when you think back on playing with those guys, that why it worked differently, why you were able to just get the best out of each other when you were together?
You know, like my first year in Toronto, I think I have a good year. Without MacArthur, I play with Cooley. Then the second year, it's a little bit troubles, like a little bit not the best year because there's maybe too many like partners, too many changes. Maybe some players don't understand me. Some like trust of the Wilson that year. I don't know. Maybe my fault to not prepare the games right. But my third year when Clarke came to the team and since training camp, I find like this guy like understand me. This guy like know how I play. He's like my style. He's like he have like ice in the back, and I just like right away find the connection. And I played with Cooley before. Like he's always like a good protector player. Like he's always help us like defense zone. But with Clark, it's like I think it's my best player who I play together with in the line. So it's maybe lucky, and then we just find a connection and it's working.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work for a long time. It's only for 1 year, kind of, maybe second year a little bit. But in a third year, then, like, the Rangers doesn't really, like, want us to play together. You know, but I miss that time. I miss a lot. Sometimes I talk to Clark, and I wish we stay longer together in the team.
Yeah, I mean, you had the 58-point season with the 29 goals in 2010, 2011. You did follow it up with a pretty good season, 23 goals and 51 points in just 74 games. And then that was the season where Ron Wilson was fired and Randy Carlyle comes in. And then it's a totally different deal for you in that lockout-shortened year, right? And the usage that Carlisle has with you. Do you have any clarity on like what exactly happened there? Because you were a pretty consistent player before that in the two previous years. Like, have you talked to Randy since then? Like, what was your relationship like? What happened?
When I'm a coach, maybe I a little bit understand what's happening, and I understand his position, and like maybe I never gonna did this before if I gonna be like player again and say like some stuff after the season, but maybe it's miscommunication. Maybe he doesn't like me really well. Maybe I don't know. Like, I mean, probably he right now I say like he's bring like everything best for me in playoff when play against Boston. So he give me still chance playing playoff, and right now it's helpful to me to understand why he did that. So maybe he wants to bring the best for me, like, you know. And that time when I left, like, I don't understand that. And it's just feeling, like, really upset when you left the organization where you spent so many years before, like, and you have, like, success. And I don't know what's happening exactly. I think they don't really believe I can be, like, a second center in a team. And they decide maybe, like, other players can do the job better. So, unfortunately, it doesn't work. I don't know.
Yeah, man. No, well, it's interesting that, you know, you like, listen, we all get perspective with time, but yeah, you could totally understand your frustrations in the moment, and I think that they were shared with a lot of the fan base, because as you said, as we mentioned it, that you had this really good line, and the team had not had a lot of, yeah, they hadn't had a lot of great success in terms of finding homegrown players for a while, and then all of a sudden they kind of stumbled into you, MacArthur, and Kuhlman, and it was really working, and Wilson gets fired. And what seemed to work with Wilson is that he gave you guys the rope. He gave you guys a lot of ice time, and it worked out. And I remember that when you did leave, and that summer specifically, you know, reading the quotes about you being angry about Carlisle, it was that, yeah, he was putting you down on the fourth line. He wasn't really giving you opportunities to score and succeed. But, yeah, you said it. Like, now looking back on it, we could say that both parties can be, you know, own parts of the blame, and that I bet you if you asked Carlisle if he would have a do-over, he might say that he wanted to have things differently. But do you remember kind of like when you said that, was it the trust issue? Like, was it your defensive play? Like, when you say that he didn't want you to be a second center, what did that really involve?
Honestly, like, it's hard to say. I think he just, maybe he think I'm not good defensively, like, and so playing the third line is not the best option, and maybe like playing like not a lot of minutes just make me upset, and some part of the problem assistant coaches too be involved in that conversation about my buyout. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
And doesn't work for him after that. Now. So maybe, yeah. So, that, like I say, like, it's the Leafs in that time, they have a lot of changes. And I think when I played, they changed, like, so many players. And my opinion, like, we're struggling, like, defensively a little bit. And they never, like, do the changes. And they think his offense is not produced. So, like we see before, like, the trade, Phil Kessel, his Stanley Cup two times. Taylor Bozak too, like they won Stanley Cup. So maybe there's no defensive problems. There's no, they need to find a way to find a good D, you know. That is my opinion. Sorry.
Hey, no, it's a good, hey, listen, you're speaking to a lot of the fan base right now, which is that, yeah, the blue line has been neglected for a really long time. And it's basically been the discussion here on, I don't know, sports talk and columns for, the better part of a decade now. That's pretty much what we're looking at here. Hey, man, we wish we had more time, but we're up against it. We got to run. But all the best to you, man, back in Minsk. And I hope that you're well, and good luck coaching.
Yeah, thanks very much. And say hi for me for fans, to Toronto fans. I miss them.